Chapter 35. The Eye of Japetus. When Bowman had first seen Japetus, the curious, bright oval area had been partly in shadow. Now, as the moon moved slowly along its 79-day orbit, it was coming into the full light of day. As he watched it grow, Bowman began to have a worrying feeling. He never mentioned it to Mission Control, because he did not want them to think he was going mad. Perhaps he was. He had almost made himself believe that the bright oval was an enormous empty eye, staring at him as he approached. But it was not completely empty. When the ship was 80,000 kilometers out, and Japetus was twice as large as the Earth's familiar moon, he noticed a tiny black spot at the exact center of the oval. However, there was no time then for any detailed examination. The meeting point was getting close. For the last time, Discovery's main engine started up. David Bowman felt a sense of pride and of sadness. These engines had brought the ship here from Earth with total efficiency. Soon there would be no more fuel. And then Discovery would be as dead as an asteroid, a helpless prisoner of gravity. Even when the rescue ship finally arrived a few years into the future, it would not be economical to refuel her. She would continue to orbit, empty and alone. The whistle of the main jets died away. Only the side jets continued to move Discovery gently into orbit. Then even they shut down. The ship was now circling Japetus at a height of 80 kilometers. Discovery had become a satellite of a satellite.